USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. In today's report from the Labor Department, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 5,000 the week ending September 17th. That comes out to 213,000 new claims, which was 5,000 less than expected. A Supreme Court justice's wife is set to testify before the Democratic-led January 6th committee. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, agreed to be questioned by the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Separately, the committee announced its next hearing would be next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
The mayor of Mexico City confirms two people are dead following Thursday morning's magnitude 6.8 earthquake. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.